This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Fitness, Nutrition, and Weight Management channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming. For your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Adam Kamenstein, CEO of IPSnacks, providing satisfying protein snacks. Adam, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Happy to be here.
And thanks for joining us. Now, IPS Chips recently enhanced its recipe. What improvements have been made so far?
That's right, Eric. Thanks for asking. We made some huge improvements to IPS Chips recently that we're very excited about. Our IPS Chips are now made with 100% whey protein as their protein source. And we did this for a couple reasons. We took a step back. We're always trying to improve, first of all. And we took a step back and said, well, what can we do to improve our chips here? What are we about? We're about two things. We're about taste and function. And by moving to an all-whey protein source, we used to have egg white with whey protein. But by moving to an all-whey protein source, we could improve both the taste and function in a couple ways. Number one, on the taste side, it made the chips crispier, it gave them a better texture, and it added a layer of flavor that's delicious, that enhanced what was already there before. On the function side, all whey protein is about the highest bioavailable protein that you can consume, meaning that your body utilizes almost 100% of the protein that it takes in. It's interesting. Whey protein is so bioavailable. If you were to compare it to, I don't know, something like tofu, you'd see there's a 40% increase in what your body can use from whey protein than it can over other protein sources like tofu or vegetable proteins. So by making our chips 100% whey protein, we've improved both the functionality. So now you have this fantastically delicious corn chip that's fortified with whey protein that improves the functionality that our consumers want. So, looking at what our mission is at IPS, which is to eliminate senseless snacking, to provide our customers with something delicious and at the same time the nutrition the body craves, we were able to do that by this formula enhancement that I'm very excited to announce.
I've been told that IPSnacks is launching a new product. Can you share some information with our audience, and why did you choose this specific snack?
Yes, thank you for the question. We are launching at the Natural Products Expo West IPS Pop, which is the first delicious protein popcorn. It's not only, as my kids and White and everyone else that's tried it will tell you, the best popcorn that you can buy, just as a matter of taste. It is the first delicious high-protein popcorn, with each one-ounce serving delivering 5 grams of high bioavailable whey protein. That's the equivalent, Eric, of eating 20 almonds. Most people don't think of popcorn as a protein source, but it is now, and it's a great way to enjoy a delicious snack and get the nutrition your body craves. So we're really excited about that.
Adam, who would be your target consumer here?
Well, our products appeal to a pretty broad array of consumers. We certainly sell well to those people that are focused on sports nutrition, people that, spend a good deal of time exercising and watching their diet regimen to make sure that what they're putting in their body is good, strong, and healthy for them. But we also have broad consumer appeal, and that's really what differentiates us from any other brand out there in the protein space. That's certainly in the salty snacks category. The reason we have mainstream broad appeal is because of the fact that we deliver a delicious product. There's a lot of products out there that deliver a functional benefit, but they're not a product that you would enjoy eating just for the sake of eating it. And what we've found is that first and foremost, consumers that are buying food and beverage, they come back and buy it again because it tastes good.
And so we deliver on taste, but we also deliver on function. We don't trade one for the other. And because of that, we are able to appeal to a very mass audience. We have found that probably our largest consumer is our largest consumer segment is men, particularly women, probably 60 to 70%, 25 to 45 years old, who care about what they're putting into their body. They want to eat healthy and they want to make healthy choices when they go to the market, both for themselves and for their families. They're buying not only to consume the product themselves, but as gatekeepers for their children. And that's probably our biggest market. And as I said, the reason that we have such a loyal customer base is because not only does the consumer know that they're getting a quality product that provides a strong functional benefit, a healthy product, but they're getting one that they're going to enjoy eating. Our mission at IFS is pretty simple, Eric. It's to eliminate senseless snacking. We all snack. We snack a lot. And we all know and hear all the time about consuming empty calories and what that does to your body. And so the point of our products, Eric, is to allow somebody to have that same enjoyable snacking experience, to feel satisfied after they have snacked, and to actually be doing something good for their body, not to feel guilty about piling in empty calories.
And that is a true, true fact. Today we are with Adam Kamenstein, CEO of IPS Snacks, providing satisfying protein snacks here on eHealth Radio's fitness, nutrition, and weight management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Adam, what's your career background and what excited you so much about IPS Snacks?
Well, I have I guess I'm fortunate to say I have a pretty varied, interesting career background. I was actually a federal prosecutor for quite some time, after which I was gave up practicing the law because I wanted to build a business, get my that entrepreneurial bug out of me, and I quit the practice of law, leaving a partnership at a large law firm, and started a spirits company, a beverage spirits company, back in 2008. Built that up, sold that in 2013. Ran another consumer goods company on an interim basis for a year when I was introduced to IPS. And what attracted me so much to IPS were a couple things. First of all, it fit my own lifestyle. I'm someone that takes care of my body, but I'm also a foodie. I love to eat. I love to eat good food. And the fact that I could combine two in one with IPS, I was already a customer. So I was sold on it from that perspective. And when I looked at what their potential was in the market and what they'd built as a platform for growth, I was very intrigued. They were the only chip out there, the only protein chip out there that had the kind of taste appeal that would be attractive to a broad consumer market. No one else was doing what they were doing. There was a lot of room for growth. Hence the popcorn development. But even more than just introducing a new product line was the fact that there really weren't that many people in the world, in the market, I should say, who were introduced to IPS or have been still introduced to IPS. And that's why I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it on your program. Because what we have found and what I saw when I started looking at this company was that all their customers became repeat customers. In the 2 years since they launched, they get, it's just sell through, sell through, sell through. Every one of their retailers that became an IPS customer continues to place orders over and over and over again. Problem for IPS was that they have not yet had the opportunity, and we're just starting down that road of giving the company the opportunity to reach a much broader audience. And just let the wider consumer world know that we exist, because we have found that once people learn about our existence and try our product, they become customers, and they become loyal customers at that. And so that's the great opportunity that I saw from a business perspective, and also, you know, the opportunity to keep getting great free chips and popcorn that I could eat myself and bring home for my family. That didn't hurt either.
Now, talking about advantage, now that is a big advantage. Where do you see Ipsnax going in the next 5 to 10 years looking ahead, and do you have any additional product lines in mind at this time?
Eric, I think that the potential for Ipsnax is unlimited. There's two huge trends out there in the market. One is better for you snacking, and the other is protein. And we're at the intersection of both of them. I can't imagine a sweeter spot to be. And so I think that the growth of our Ips chips and our soon-to-be-released Ips popcorn will drive the company very far. There's obviously a lot we can do creatively with flavors, a lot of markets to tap into there, a lot of consumers, both demographically and geographically, that we haven't even begun to consider yet. On top of that, Eric, as pioneers in protein snacking, and not just snacking, I should say, but in the use of how to work with protein. Protein is a complicated thing to work with. I won't bore you with the technical details of it, but it presents technical challenges that we are experts in. And that expertise allows us to apply protein to other foods that people consume throughout the day, such as breakfast foods. We see a number of opportunities there. We see opportunities in dessert foods as well. You know, something as basic as cookies, but we see opportunities well beyond that. And so really, to answer your question, Eric, we're going to take our expertise in protein and combining that to turn it into a delicious product, not just a high protein, better for you product, but a delicious protein product. We're going to take that expertise and run with it for a long time.
Well, Adam, it certainly has been good to have had you and to know more about Ipsnax and its background and how you became the CEO and some of the company's plans for the future. Where can our listeners find more information on Ipsnax and how can they be in touch as well?
We'd love you to come to our website, ipsallnatural.com, along with the launch of our new product, popcorn product line. It's hard to say that two times fast. And we're also going to be unveiling something that I'm very excited about that you'll see on our website, which is our new branding. We have a whole new packaging that I think has really great appeal to the mainstream consumer. And so you get the product information, learn about our new popcorn product, and see our exciting new branding. You get all the nutritional facts you'd want to know at ipsallnatural.com, and of course you can also find us on Facebook.
Well, once again, Adam, we certainly do appreciate your time, and thanks for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
And you bet, and come back anytime. We've been speaking with Adam Kamenstein, CEO of Ipsnax, providing satisfying protein snacks. And the website of reference for more information, it's ipsallnatural.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Fitness, Nutrition, and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.